I hear the Lord saying, I am the resurrection and the life. And did not I say that if you would believe in me, that you would see my glory? My glory is in the midst of you. We've got glory dust right there. I just said we don't have it anymore. My glory is in the midst of you. So I say, believe. Believe that I am. That I'm in the midst of you. That I'm in the midst of everything pertaining unto you. And as you will believe, you will see my salvation happening in your family, in your situation, says the Lord. I will raise those things from the dead that are not. Those areas that are completely dead and lifeless. I will bring life to them, says the Lord. I will bring vitality where nothing exists. Those dreams, those visions of yours that were dead, you have observed that there's no life in them. But if you will believe, you will receive my glory, my resurrection power. I will make them happen. I will make them live again. I will make you live again, says the Lord. For I will take that which is dead, that which is dry, that which is lifeless, that which is hopeless, and I will give you a living hope, and it will become your material reality. If you will hold fast to your profession of faith and believe, you will see my resurrection power. That those things that you dreamed, those things that you desired, that you did not see materialize, I say they are not dead. They will live. You will live. You will have what you dreamed. You will have what you envisioned, even though it seems like a dead dream, a dead vision, dead and impossible thing. I will breathe my life in it, says the Lord. I will bring it to pass. I will cause it to rise. It will come forth out of the grave. It will come forth out of the very tombstones that you buried your dreams. You buried your vision. You buried your hope and said, I have no more hope. I did not give you something that is dead. I gave you something that is alive, and I will breathe life in you. I will breathe life in your family. I will release, I will bring life into that which you will believe me for. You will see my glory in an explosive and expansive way. And you will place your unwavering faith in me as the resurrection and the life. For as I live, did I not say you will live also? And everything that pertains unto you is life. I have given you abundant life. I've given you eternal life. I am alive forevermore. And I will give you life. And those things that seem to be dead works, they will live again. They will rise again. Those hopes will live again. Those dreams will come alive. That vision will materialize, says the Lord. And I will save. I will heal. I will build. I will recreate. I will do new things for you, even though you said it's past that point of possibility. Stand up and trust in me and believe in me and receive that which I am. For I am the resurrection and the life. I am your life. My life is in you. My life is around you. And I will cause you to obtain that which you will believe me for. You will see my glory. And I will favor you and give you great grace, even in the midst of all that you have experienced as negative. I will turn it around for you and you will see positive results. For I'm the living God doing living works, not dead works. I who do it, says the Lord, for the honor and glory of my great name. Glory to God.